Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations says conflict in Africa's Sahel region is unprecedented. More than 5 million people throughout West Africa need urgent help. In Burkina Faso alone, nearly a 500,000 people are internally displaced. Islamic terrorism and tribal conflict are driving the region's unrest. Spokesman Greg Musselman says Voice of the Martyrs Canada is ramping up efforts in Burkina Faso as persecution continues to rise.
When you look at Burkina Faso, it really was not on our radar in terms of persecution of Christians. I mean, a lot of our attention had been in, you know, Nigeria and then Eastern Africa. But because of the spread of the militant Islamic groups, there's just more of this extremism taking place in Burkina Faso because it neighbors with some of these other countries.
Would you add Burkina Faso and its believers to your prayer list? And finally, can you use social media to spread the gospel? Dennis Weens from Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says anyone can be a social ambassador.
In the West, we're so into this mindset we have to go have a conversation or we have to go knock on somebody's door, and yet we can have a great witness just by being in their social environment and post, not traditional models of witnessing where we think we got to confront and challenge, but positive things that are relative to what that person's going through that day.
Sat7 is seeing an increase in viewers tuning in from social media and the help of social ambassadors. If you'd like to be one, Ween suggests sharing the stories of lives transformed by Sat7 in the Middle East. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Support from people like you keeps MNN on the air and on the screen. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st, so a gift of any amount will help us to spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.